Wilkie, Sask. West Hockey League president, Joe Say, provides the Week 7 update that included 7 games around the league. In a rare Wednesday night match, Edam blanked Hafford 3-0. Say said December 9 had the closest game for the weekend, with Edam 3 Stars edging bigger 5-4, with Josh LeClaire scoring a huge goal for Edam in the third period. Goaltending continues to be a strong point in the SWHL this year, with Say continually outlining the strength of this position in his weekly updates. In another December 9 game, Macklin traveled to Caribert and tamed the Tigers 6-2. Mohawks goalie, Kyle Dumba, .902, got the win. Mitch Brenna, 2-1, and Brian Hillis, 2-1, led the Mohawks up front. Edam decidedly defeated Bigger December 10 by a score of 7-2, with goalie Jake Taylor facing only 19 shots. Macklin grabbed their second win of the weekend, beating Hafford 5-2 on the road. Mitch Brennan, who leads all D-men in the league in points, had 2 helpers. Kyle Dumba got the win in net, stopping 26 of 28. Joel Grzybowski was outstanding for the Hawks, facing 44 and stopping 40 shots, adds Say. Kindersley remains undefeated, blasting the Tigers 7-2 on December 10. In a ho-hum Sunday afternoon game, Wilkie thrashed the Unity Miners 13-0 in Wilkie. Jared Hurl recorded his second shutout of the young season, stopping all 21 shots he faced. The line of Ryan Keller, 3-5, Brock Harrison, 5-3, and Rory Gregoire, 1-6, piled up the points. Ryan Ruerts was lambasted with 41 shots, said Say. Getting to the halfway point of the season, Kindersley with an 8-0 record and Edam with a 6-0 record remain undefeated and will face off against each other on December 17 to see who flinches first. Say also notes other weekend highlights, saying, some notable performances this week. Jake Taylor, .933, continues his consistent solid play with 3 wins, and his second shutout in 6 starts. Macklin's defenseman Mitch Brennan, 2-3, led the Mohawks to 2 big wins with his stellar play. Brennan leads all D-men in the league in points with 16, 7-9. Hafford keeper Joel Grzybowski was bombarded with 96 shots in 2 games, stopping a remarkable 89 of them. The line of Brock Harrison, 5-3, import Ryan Keller, 3-5, and Rory Gregoire, 1-6, chalked up 23 points in their Sunday romp. The Week 7 SWHL Play of the Week was awarded to Macklin defenseman, Mitch Brennan, who anchors the defending league champions in a solid defense core and continues to put up big points for the blue and white. See the SWHL website for all the stats, schedules and latest news around the league. The last games for the first half of the season will take place December 23.